Hello and welcome back to Scarlett Joe's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pets. If you've been following me on Instagram or Facebook, you know what this podcast today is about. And we are going over the new puppy online course that I offer to new puppy parents. And honestly, even if you haven't had a puppy in quite some time, this is a great course to take to refresh your mind and be proactive with your puppy's health. There's a lot that goes into just getting a puppy, and it can be overwhelming and exciting, and you can be a little blindsided because once you go into those puppy stores, those dog stores, any store that really sells dog and puppy stuff, you're excited. You want to do the best for your puppy, and obviously, you want to do your best in taking care of it, you know, proper nutrition, you know, getting all the tools from your veterinarian, which is great. This online course is going to make you be a proactive puppy parent, and it's going to see between the lines, see the things that can happen and how you can easily avoid them. You know, a lot of my marketing materials will be, you know, be a proactive puppy parent and we'll teach you how to save money. Really, being proactive is saving money. You're going to save money regardless because you're being proactive. So I'm going to dive into a couple of the segments in the online course and talk about each one and why it's in there. Now, this isn't all of my criteria curriculum that is in the online course, but it is a bulk of it and why it's important. I could scream this stuff from the rooftops because I get so excited and I love sharing this type of information with all of you because it is important. And again, this information comes from being a vet tech in the veterinary industry for 14 years about. So I started again as a kennel attendant, receptionist, surgery technician, rehab assistant, exam room technician, ER technician. Like, I have seen it all and I want to help you. I want to help you be proactive with your puppy and avoid the situations that people bring their animals in for that can easily be avoided. So here we go. Leashes. I give you the list of different types of leashes that you can use, purchase, for your new puppy. But the one I definitely use a little story about is the retractable leashes. I have an entire podcast on retractable leashes, so you can dive into that podcast next with why they are a problem. And honestly, the short story of it is you don't have control. If you're not paying attention to your dog, it's on a retractable leash. It's just going and you're not paying attention. So it can get hit by a car. It can get attacked by another dog because it's not too close for you to avoid that situation. So no retractable leashes. Toys. So I've seen some, all different types, size dogs come in with toy obstructions, toys getting stuck around the dog's jaw, and we have to sedate them and get a little saw and honestly get it off the dog. So there are some toys, again, like you're going to be so excited going into the puppy store, pet store, and see all these things that aren't necessarily good for your dog, your puppy. It's all marketing and it can cause a problem. So again, that is something to consider and think about. Be proactive and think, what is safe for my puppy? What is good for my puppy? And go from there. And again, in the course, we do go a little bit more in detail with that. Nutrition. Nutrition is huge because we kill our dogs with food and love. We feel as though that we need to give them treats. We need to give them table food. We need to you just need to give them their dog food. And if you really want to use training treats, you can do that. But this topic goes into detail of those things. You know, if you're giving your dog table scraps, you can prevent pancreatitis by not giving your dog table scraps. your dog doesn't need it. You think it needs it because you think you're doing a good job, and you think that you're showing your love by giving it, you know, something off of your plate. Not okay. Not good for the dog's belly, not good for the dog's manners. Potty. So potty training, I'm not a dog trainer, I'm a people trainer. So I really go into this topic of consistency and getting on a consistent schedule with you and your puppy and how and what that looks like. So that topic goes into consistency. Puppy biting. We go into this topic again with consistency. It's hard because your puppy is playful, it's cute, you know, maybe it's a little Shih Tzu, maybe it's a Burmese Mountain Dog, you know, they're all cute when they're tiny. But if you think what that bite can do when it gets older, that's a problem. And then you need to worry about if you have kids, that's a problem. So there's a lot of things that you can prevent and help create a well-mannered dog when it gets older by having the right tools right now. Starting off with taking the online new puppy course, taking dog training classes. I highly recommend dog training classes, whether that's virtual or whether that is in person. And if you need help finding a valid and really good dog trainer, I'll help you, because there's so much to know and you don't know what you don't know. And that's where my heart, my passion is too, is there's so much information out there, and having this online course and having the canine experts here to help you and guide you through this exciting time of having a puppy. It shouldn't be stressful. It shouldn't be overwhelming. It should be exciting. So allow us to take that stress off of you by going through the course and knowing what you're getting and how to be proactive and how to make your life easier in the future and your dog. Desensitization. So desensitizing, we are going to massage the puppy's paws, we're going to play with the puppy's ears, the puppy's mouth, all in a calm environment. This is not to mess with the puppy. This is not to play with the puppy. This is to really get the puppy used to your handling. And most breeders they're starting off the puppies with this type of information and feel and scent. It's quite wild. And I'm very impressed with a lot of breeders that I'm working with and what they do before puppy goes home. So a lot of desensitization early on is going to make your life easier. So example, a nail trim. When a dog comes in for a nail trim as an adult and it didn't have any proper desensitizing, it is fearful, it's aggressive, it expresses its anal glands, it poops, it pees, because it's so afraid. It's so afraid, and there is no need for that. Some dogs have to come in and get sedated. So again, here we are saving you money by desensitizing your puppy at a young age. And that way you don't have to come in and get the dog sedated to just trim its nails. It's wild to me. Proper socialization. So when your puppy is up to date on its vaccines, you want to take it to, I'm pretty sure that a lot of places have like puppy socialization classes, and that training facility will usually have, you know, the requirements to bring the puppy in and, you know, make sure everybody's up to date on their vaccines and negative stool samples, that kind of thing, to create a happy and warm environment for puppy to explore. So even socialization with other dogs, it's socialization with other people. So loud people, deep voices, people with hats, people with beards, people, kids, babies, all of it. You want, again, in the back of your mind, create a positive experience. So if you know someone has kids and those kids are well-mannered with puppies and dogs, that's a good time. And you really need to go over there with the mind of, I'm here to train my puppy. Your kids are secondary. So you need to really focus and see how the dog is reacting to the situation and what the kids are doing to the puppy. Again, paying attention. Flea and tick. You would think this would be an easy topic, and it's an easy topic for me, all of this is, but I see a lot in Facebook groups, what flea and tick medication would you guys recommend? And that just makes my skin crawl, because your veterinarian should be telling you this, or you should be getting that information from your veterinarian. Any flea and tick medication should come from them. Nothing over the counter. We have seen so many dogs come in with allergic reactions, just a lot of things you can avoid. You think you're trying to save money, and then you're in the veterinary's office, dropping a couple hundred dollars because you need to come in for the office visit, you need to get the medications, and X, Y, and Z. So do yourself a favor and your dog, and just get the medication from your veterinarian. Heartworms. So I'm not sure where you are, but I'm here in New Jersey, and it is something that is around, and people don't really believe it because they don't see it. I had worked in a shelter, and we had dogs come in several times a month, heartworm positive. So if those stray dogs or family dogs are coming in heartworm positive, it's out there. It's not just, you know, a lot of people will blame the dogs from the south coming up and infecting our dogs. These are dogs that are in our backyards that are not medicated for to prevent heartworms that are spreading the disease. So know about your heartworm preventatives and what is available to you. And I do go over that. Pet insurance is great. I love it. It definitely benefited me at one point in my life when I had it with my previous dog. And there's so much out there. There are so many different pet insurance companies. So we dive into that topic and what to look for. And if you get to this point of the online course and you're like, I still need help, we're here. Like, we want you to get the best pet insurance for you and your puppy. Now, your breeder or your veterinarian might send you home with one that they recommend. Doesn't necessarily mean it's best for you. I have to do another podcast on this, but when I did this about a year ago, a lot of the pet insurances have different stipulations, is the word, and different ones can benefit you more than the one you might be given. So it's great to start you off 100%. It's better to be covered than not. But do know you have options, and there are ones that could benefit you more. Destructive behavior. So if you're like, I can't leave my puppy alone, it's, you know, constantly, you know, shredding pillows, eating my shoes, it all falls back on you. You know, sometimes it's hard for people to hear because you think your puppy's just being naughty, but are you watching it? Did you exercise your puppy today? Did you put your shoes away? If anything, this is going to make you a very neat person because you don't want puppy to get a hold of anything it shouldn't. So we go into that type of behavior, and ways you can help yourself and help the destructive puppy. Again, there are other topics within this online new puppy course that we dive into. We want to help you be proactive and stay out of the veterinary's office and only go in for your wellness checks and, again, save you money. So if you have any questions about the online course, New Puppy, definitely reach out to us. We have our Instagram, we have our Facebook, email, text, call me. We're here. We want to help you. That is our passion. So again, you can find me on scarletjoesredemption.com, and we look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks for listening.